What's going on, everybody? It's a Real Bodybuilding Podcast, and I'm here with Death Face. How are you?
Good. How you doing, man?
Holy fuck, Ian.
Fucking scary or what?
Where did the rest of your face go? Is it the tan or something? I don't know. It's like the rest of your face disappeared.
I shaved too, right? I had the beard and stuff last time you saw
it. Oh, that's right. That's right.
I've been progressively like trimming it down the week, so it wasn't just like a shock of 0 to 100. I was just like, I didn't see.
That's how you do it. That's a good idea. I should try that. That's a good idea. How's it going?
Great. Yeah, I feel great.
Day before, you feel great? You don't feel shitty?
No, I mean, I'm starting to feel a little, like, because the food, the carbs have been high. So I've definitely noticed, like, I'm more tired from that. Like, if I sit down on the couch for 2 minutes to look at my phone, I fall asleep.
Yeah.
You know, I find when I'm running on the low food, my energy is crazy. I'm like, I feel like a fucking rabbit, like, flying all over the place. But then when it gets really high like this, then I'm just like, I just want to sleep. So, but other than that, no, I feel good. I mean, end of the day, I'm getting a little thirsty, but nothing too wild. I mean, I've had 2 and a bit liters today. I'm going to have 3 for the day. So I'm not like completely killed myself. But
yeah, 3 is not bad at all. So let's
one for every 2 meals.
Let's go. Let's do a little bit of a rundown. So you got there Wednesday.
Tuesday.
You got there Tuesday. So you've been there. Isn't that a long time to be there, or is that normal for you?
I always, like, if I can, I always try and fly out on the Tuesday. Yeah. But then also because of how the flights were, I didn't get into like 8, 9 PM Tuesday. So it was really just, I slept there Tuesday, all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, all day Friday in that show.
I just find it gets long. Like the wait, like being in a hotel for 3 days makes it the wait feel longer than normal.
Yeah, I don't know. I always like to just get here and get situated and like maybe get a couple of workouts in. Like Florida's, like the climate's obviously different. I just wanted to get here, maybe sweat a bit different, you know, train that climate a bit and walk around that climate a bit, you know, and just feel it. And just, I'm by myself this trip too, which is kind of a new experience. So I just wanted to like come get my bearings straight, make sure I had all my food and, you know, everything to cook and stuff like that. And just get settled really, you know?
A couple things from that. Where are you training? Are you training at a hotel gym, just kind of pump, or are you going somewhere?
No, I actually have a client of mine, a kid named Brian Fuller. He's a competitor that lives down here in Tampa. He's just been helping me out. So his girl works at a Crunch Fitness. I don't know if you're familiar with Crunch yet. Yeah. LA Fitness type deal. That's just like downtown Tampa here. It's like 8-10 minutes from my hotel. Mm-hmm. So I've been training there with him. He's kind of been helping me out with that. And then, I'm just staying right near. I'm like 5 minutes from the venue.
So, more importantly, your first time being there by yourself, how's that?
So far, it's good. I mean, I had a couple moments where, you know, like where my mind started racing and I was bombarding Melissa and she's like, yo, you gotta fucking chill, you know? Because if she was here, I probably wouldn't have acted the same, but when it's just like easy and it's in my hand, I was just like texting her. I just kind of like let things go.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, it's been good. I've just relaxed, kind of did things on my own schedule, not like worrying about anybody else. It's kind of nice, but... Yeah. You know, it's been different, but not, you know, like,
I always found it harder to be there, like be at a show without my wife.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just something comforting about knowing she's there. Like,
no, for sure. Yeah.
To kind of keep you down, calm down. But
yeah.
So who's doing all the shaving and everything? Did you shave before you left?
No. Yeah, man. I need to shave like the day I get tanned or I'm all hairy by tomorrow. I'm like, literally it'll grow through that. Even like my chest this morning, I can already see it. Like,
okay, but wait a minute. That's actually a good thing that you brought up. Cause I used to find that if I shaved the day before, my skin would still be irritated on Saturday. And it, you know, when you're irritated, you hold a little bit of water, right?
Yeah.
So I found I'd have to shave like the Thursday to give my body like a day off.
But I'll be like legit hairy by then. So I can't even do that. So, and it's funny, who actually shaved me was Michaela Acock. You know her, the bodybuilder now.
Yeah.
So she lives just outside Tampa. She's like 45 minutes from here. So she came in, her and her mom, they were in town doing some work stuff anyway. So she just popped by and did my back a quick shave. But yeah, no, I've never had any like serious issues with it. But yeah, if I do it any earlier in the week, man, it's like it just gets ugly, you know. Like by Saturday evening, I'll be like legit like black stubble, you know, like 5 o'clock shadow on my chest, you know. I gotta try and do it as close to the show as I can. And I've never had any. I did it every other show I've ever done. It's never been a big deal. So
give me a quick rundown. First we'll start with the food. You depleted probably last week, right?
So we just did it was kind of like 4 days where we went lower. You know, low is relative term, obviously, for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I think probably like 250, 275 kind of gram range was the lowest I went. And that was for 4 days. So that would have been like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I had done a high day before that. That was my last high day. And then we went into those 4 lows.
Yeah.
And that was for the day of travel, all that. And then we started the carbs on Thursday. So we did yesterday and today carbs.
What's your highest? Did you go higher on Thursday or higher today?
Higher yesterday.
What were you at?
So we went just over 800.
Holy shit. And today you're at what?
Probably like 15 to 20% less. So let's say like between 6 and 650.
Yeah. And is he doing really low fats for those things just so you can absorb more carbs, or is there fats with your meal?
There's a little bit of fats with every meal so I don't fly through them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just like, the meals will have like, you know, 5 to 10 grams of olive oil. So just a couple grams of fat there, just like drizzled on, or, you know, like a spoon or so of almond butter kind of thing. Or I am having red meat in the majority of my meals as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, just if I just do anything with no fats, I'll literally like, it'll come, I'll get 3 minutes of fullness and it'll be right out the other side.
Yeah.
So,
that's it. Yeah.
The fats for me, just definitely like, cause fullness for me is such an important factor. Like for the look of my physique, we really want to make sure I hold it, you know? So All that we ate yesterday and today, we'll make sure we hold on till for tomorrow. So the fats have been there. They're not extreme by any sense, but they're there for sure. Yeah.
You don't have any issues with bloating and steak and like red meat and all that kind of stuff?
No, but my meat content is also like, I'm eating 150 raw weight per meal. That's like 4 ounces.
Yeah.
So it's very, very low. So, you know, 100 to 120 cooked, it's minimal, you know.
Is that all your protein meals are like that?
Right now, yeah. Like all the 6 meals I've had today were either, I've had two or three steak meals and 1 or 2 chicken meals, and they were all 150. And then I have one more salmon meal before bed. So I've had protein in every meal and they were all that same weight, 150 raw.
That's great, man. Yeah. I wish I could do that. Fuck. I always keep my protein high. It might be one of the issues I'm having. So yeah. Water, you said you got in 3 liters today. I mean, that's not, doesn't feel like it's suffering at all.
No. By no stretch is it suffering. I mean, like I can feel it in my mouth a little bit and in my face. Like I can feel my face. Yeah. Like we saw him, you know, I can feel it coming in more from the water.
Yeah.
But we haven't touched any diuretics yet either. So,
okay.
So, you know, we're trying to do as much like natural diuresis as possible before we introduce that. And, you know, I was already so dry, like going into this, it wasn't a worry about having to pump me full of diuretics. So
can you divulge at all if that's what you guys are doing, or do you want to keep that a secret?
For what, diuretics?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just going to do a half diazide between my next, like my fifth and sixth meal. And then that's all I'm going to have as of tonight.
When was this picture taken?
That would have been either yesterday morning or today morning.
Dude, this is crazy. It doesn't look like you need any diuretics. I mean, you're fucking dry as fuck.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
So I had more carbs today. I mean, I'm not holding any water from the carbs. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Not by any stretch. They're going where they need to be. So my conditioning is probably the exact same as that, but I'm definitely fuller. So that was fasted first thing in the morning.
I saw another photo pop up here. Somebody else reposted it and I was looking for it. I couldn't find it, but I saw it here.
Side chest.
This is not normal, man.
Yeah.
Like,
and then you saw the legs match that.
Like it's, I'm,
that I'm was really... after, that was after 2 meals today. That was when I did my first. So we've been doing updates every 2 meals. So that was after second meal today. So there's definitely a little more fullness added to that now.
I wonder, did he repost it? I saw it. So I want to take a better look at it. I don't know where the fuck it was posted, but somebody.
Yeah, I think he did. Go down.
No, it can't be after all that.
Well, these are all show picks. So it would have been earlier in the day than this.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep going.
There's your legs. Right, I don't there. Think that. Yeah, that's your legs, but I don't think he posted your.
Oh, side chest.
Yeah, I'm looking for the side chest. I forget who it was. I saw it on somebody's page and I'm like, that is.
Yeah, no, it was Bodybuilding Without Borders, I think. Yeah, that was it.
Let's see if I can find it here. I just want to show anybody. That's your leg shot. Yeah, I don't know where it was.
I think people were just reposting on their stories because Patrick had put it on a story, so they were just story reposts.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's crazy, man. I'm excited to see the fullness is like, that picture is dramatically different than anything you've posted.
Yeah, it's just a new dimension. I think that my physique is, I've never really had someone that was confident enough to push the food in me like that. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, so the conditioning was there 100%. We just, you know, pushed the food and made sure that the look was there. I mean, especially for me, the biggest thing is my chest. Like when I get flat, my chest just disappears and that takes out of my best shots, right? My side chest, my side tribe, my most muscular, mm-hmm. You know, you lose your chest on those. You're losing ground on some of your best shots. There's still strong shots for me even when I'm flat because of other parts, but there, I definitely lose a huge chunk of that. When I'm losing that fullness, and then obviously like that carries into even your weaker shots, making them weaker, like your front double, you just lose that completely.
Yeah.
So,
What, What are you weighing right now? Do you know? Have you weighed yourself?
Not in the last couple hours. When I did earlier, I was 254.4.
254.4. So you'll probably wake up tomorrow closer to 250, you think? You'd be drier or no? Like, you'll stay the same?
I might come down a touch from the diuretics, but the food's been pretty high in the fat, so I should hold on to the weight pretty decently.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty dry, and we did, you know, do a lot of, you know, water sodium manipulation. So I don't think a ton and ton will come out. But yeah, I suspect I'll probably wake up like 250 and a half, 251, maybe a touch lighter.
So everybody's saying it's a two-man show. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it is or isn't. I mean, we'll see tomorrow, but that's the way it's looking. But how are you feeling about that? Have you seen anybody at the show? Have you seen anybody in the hotel or anybody like?
I mean, I've seen other guys, you know, I was getting tan, stuff like that. But I mean, you know, it's so hard to tell at this point. I mean, you know how it is. You see guys in the tanning room that look like freaks, and then they're like last call out guys in every single show, right? So it's like, yeah. You know, some certain guys just like are gym bodybuilders, right? They got all the crazy parts, and then you put it all, you know, together on stage, and they're like, oh wow, that's seriously missing here, that's missing there. Yeah. You know, their conditioning's weird someplace, or you know, I don't know. Outside of the pictures I've seen, obviously Hunter looks great. I know that Dorian Haywood guy's definitely improved. He looks great. I don't think he's got quite the flow, you know, for a guy that's probably in the same ballpark of size as Hunter and I. Yeah. I don't think he's quite got the flow as Hunter, and he definitely doesn't have like the density, maturity kind of look that I have, yeah. The grainy look. And my shape is a little better than his, I think. Mm-hmm. I saw Mackie from his picks. Shape is nice, but I don't think his conditioning is where it needs to be a super, super big threat. Who I did see pictures of, and you could pull them up actually maybe so people would see, who looks fucking freaky as hell in his pictures, is that RPG Ron, what's his name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't know his name. And it's I don't even know. And I don't even know if I can pull it up because I don't know the whole title.
Well, his pictures were just reposted.
I know. I just don't know who the fuck to. Let me see if they're on Sulios's page. I think he reposted them. I saw them reposted. Oh, I think it's this guy. Yeah, okay. It's this guy here. This guy you're talking about.
Go back to the profile, or you know, go through these pics. There was some side like go to the tag photos. Go to his tag. No, these are all old.
Yeah.
Oh no, this is Sulos's Patreon. Well, go to that guy's profile.
No, this is his profile.
Oh. Yeah. Click his story. Keep going. Oh,
it's impressive.
There was a side chest back double shot someone posted that looked just wild. You got to find it because it looks crazy.
Yeah, he's got a lot of muscle, man. How did you see him in person?
No, I didn't see him in person. But he's tall. He's like 6'2", I'm pretty sure. He's a big guy.
He's really thick for – especially I didn't know he's that tall. I mean, he's carrying a lot of muscle for a guy that big.
Oh, where is his pictures?
Do you think he'll be able to stand with you guys?
Conditioning wise, no, I don't think he's quite there. You know, he's definitely lacking like the dry, hard look, but I mean, his glutes are in, like they're not wildly crazy, but they look good. Yeah, go down. I want to see this pics. People need to see these. Well, there's Mackie. If you want to see Mackie. Yeah. These. So there's the back and then go to the next one. The side chest. Look at this chest on the side chest. Ooh. That's pretty wild. That shot.
It's like a fucking shelf.
Yeah. It's a fucking,
but he doesn't. You know what, though? He's in pretty good shape. He's got, you know, his striated glutes a little bit, and he's got all the separation, but I don't see the graininess that you
encounter. No, that's what I'm saying. It's not, like, it's like low body fat, but, like, the dryness, hardness, like, in his back, too, like, there's a little bit of Max Charles kind of thing going on there, or not Max Charles, Akeem Williams kind of look to the back there, you know?
Yeah.
Lots of muscle, but it kind of looks like a thick skinned muscle.
Yeah, I got you.
No, I mean, he looks fantastic. I mean, if this guy came down like another couple pounds of dryness, or maybe he will by tomorrow, I have no idea, but he would be fucking dangerous, man. That's a beautiful physique. I mean, 6'2", too, so you're going to stand next to someone like Hunter, me at 5'9". He's going to look like a big dude.
Yeah. It's going to be, you know, I think everybody's really excited. Are you happy with the excitement that, because everybody seems super excited because there hasn't been any shows. So like, it's kind of like all eyes on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, obviously, I go through like moments of both ends of the spectrum, to be honest. I mean, I have moments where I'm like, this is crazy, you know, that there's so much hype and I'm so excited to be part of this and it's the first show and, you know, there's so many eyes on it. And, you know, the amount of, you know, messages and support and stuff I've got has just been overwhelming. You know, and then there's the other side of it where I feel the overwhelming pressure of like, if I don't win from that side, I'm like a complete failure, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, look, I'll speak completely just where my mind is. And this is no offense to anybody else. I can only speak for how I feel. Yeah. If I feel like I'm going to lose to anyone, it will be Hunter. And if I feel, if Hunter beats me, he's just that good that it's like, well, shit, he's just that good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and I know with how good I look, he's going to have to be fucking fantastic to beat me. Yeah. You know, he's going to have to be, I mean, I think, based off the current cream of the crop, you know, I would easily think I could be a top 8, top 10 guy this year at the Olympia. And if he beats me, I mean, he just threw his you know, shoe in that race, right? So,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's extremely impressive to me. I mean, and, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow, right?
I was always the kind of guy that didn't want anybody to talk about me.
Yeah.
I always did my worst when everybody was watching me, and I did my best when nobody cared.
See, it goes both ways. Cause I'm like, obviously I'm very happy that my career is at the point where no matter what show I enter really at this point, I'm always in the discussion, you know? Yeah. I'm like, I haven't been in a show where I was like, oh, he couldn't, like, there's no chance of him winning other than the Olympia. But you know, every show I've done recently, it's, I'm part of the talk, and I like that. And I'm happy that my career trajectory has gone me to the place where I'm good enough that that's always a factor.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I definitely understand what you're saying. And I do agree that I feel like a tension or an anxiety from it in a sense. And you know, it's almost hard to relax, especially like a show like this, cause there's so many excitement. Like my phone is fucking blowing up, man. I open my Instagram, like I could open it in the time of this interview and I'll have like 64 tags and like 75 messages, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And it's not always stuff that like you want to see. It's people tagging you in negative shit on other people's comments and, you know, pictures of, you know, Hunter or other guys, and yeah, like, you're going to smoke them in. And I'm like, you know, you're entitled to your opinion. That's great. I think people should think Hunter should win. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you're his fan, absolutely, you should be supporting him. But like, don't tag me. Like, you're just being a dick. You know,
if
like,
I could give you, if I could give you any advice, I would just say stay off of fucking social media.
Which I've been trying to do. Like, I'll open it up to answer a couple of messages and stuff, but I just stay away from the feed and shit like that. I mean, because I end up just getting like, rah, 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 like, you know, like I'll run rampant on the internet with that. Yeah. You know?
So Patrick's obviously doing all this from phone or
yeah.
So like FaceTime or what are you guys doing?
We WhatsApp. We've had like a couple phone calls in here and there, but yeah.
Doing? You're sending photos?
I send videos. Yeah. I only ever send videos.
I think it's great. You know, a lot of people think like your coach has to be there and your coach has to have an eye on you and touch you and see you and all this stuff. And for the first probably 3 years of my pro career, Chad never came anywhere near me. He was all on the phone and I would send photos and that was it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously 100% best case that they're here, right?
Yeah, before. Yeah, yeah.
But is it more than doable with them not here doing a pictures, especially if you've done your entire prep that way,
yeah,
right? I mean, if like with Patrick, I've been sending pictures once to twice a day, every single day for 16 weeks.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we did every day, man. Like there wasn't one day, like maybe one day in every four weeks, I would fall asleep and not send it. But
wait a minute, but, every day you'd wake up. I'm assuming after you wake up and after your workout.
Yeah, we would do like that or like an evening or like after training, depending. If I was training with someone, I'd get them to. If not, I'd do it in the evening, get Melissa to do them.
Every day for 16 weeks. I've never done
that. Actually, more than 16 because I started prep for Puerto Rico and Toronto in like January, man. So this has been like 30 weeks I've been doing this every day.
I wonder how sick of you he is.
No, he's on my ass. It's the other way around. I'm like, man, I can't take pictures every day. Fuck off, you know? No, it's great, man. I mean, and that level, like that attention to detail when he sees me every day and the minute changes, sees me in different light and you know, what I look post-training, pre-training with this much food in me, that much food in me. Like he has such an understanding of like what factors contribute to what in the look, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, to do it that way remotely is not hard. I mean, I'm the same as you. I think out of how many shows have I done? 16, 17 shows total in my life.
Yeah.
I had Dennis James there for Orlando for my pro debut. I had Matt there for maybe two or three shows and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like less than a third of the shows I've done my entire life, I've had a coach there for.
Yeah.
You know, more blood, a fifth of the shows.
So I know it's the day before and it's 9:30. I don't want to keep you long. I just want to ask you one more question before I let you go. Your final mindset, your final say before you leave, like, are you expecting to walk away with it tomorrow? And I know it's a silly question because people are like, well, what's he going to say? He's going to lose. But I think we all have like a feeling in our, like you have a feeling inside, right? It's a little different than just saying something. So like, you're feeling confident about how you look. Everything's 100%. Everything's
Great. And I'll try and be as honest with this as possible, so people understand like the reality of like, even the mind of top tier bodybuilders is not like people aren't just like stone faced killers. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I've definitely gone through the waves. I mean, I had days, you know, when we were pushing the carbs low and I saw my pictures, and obviously the thoughts ran through my mind of like, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just not what I think I am. You know, and then as the, you know, we got closer into the show and the plan really started to come together, you know, especially coming in today, I had absolutely no doubts in my mind that it will be very, very, very difficult for anyone to beat me in the show. You know, I mean, the thing is, I've competed against everyone. Yeah, you know, I've been to the Olympia. I've competed every hard pro show that's been in the last 2-3 years. I know where I stand in the world, and I'm not like oblivious to think that I can beat people that I can't. I'm not going to enter a show with Rolly Winkler and think I'm going to beat him. You know, I know where I stand in this. And I think where I am now, for anyone in this show to beat me, is going to be much harder for me to lose than for them to beat me. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's fair.
They're fighting an uphill battle, not me.
Yeah. I agree with that. Okay, Ian, listen, man, I wish you the best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate you giving me half an hour of your time.
Yeah, man. It's always an honor.
I'll get this up today, and we'll be watching tomorrow, man. Good luck.
Beauty. All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good one, man.